When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Old School live on the stream. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman, brought to you by the Mercado Certified Piedmontese Special Grids and Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 168th up in Maple. We are now into the silly season. We're way into it. Now we're into what teams have the best chance to make the college football playoffs. Let's assume, so we'll all be the first three letters. Let's assume the top four get in, okay, of this list. And the top four DP on this four-letter network article is Georgia Bulldogs, a.k.a. the Fighting Farleys, the Oregon Ducks, number two. Number three is the Texas Longhorns, horns down. And number four is Ohio State Buckeyes, right? Let's assume they, in some form or fashion, they're going to be in, right? Well, just based on this list.
Yes.
Okay, starting at number five, you got the Fighting James Franklin's Penn State Nittany Lions, way too high in my opinion. But that's number six. Number six, is Notre Dame. Got your boy Riley Leonard. So you know, according to Nick Sainert, my man Marcus Freeman started winning once he converted over to being Catholic, but. I think they start playing a little bit better. Now, here's a sneaky team, even though Nick Saban isn't there, is Alabama Crimson Tide. Missouri Tigers are number eight with Mr. Stand On Business as the coach. Tennessee Volunteers, Josh Heupel. Did he win a Heisman?
Josh Heupel?
Oklahoma? He won it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was him and Jason White.
Yeah.
Oklahoma Sooners. Boomer Sooner is number 10. I mean, Florida State feeling like they're disrespected at 11. Michigan at 12. That's interesting. Clemson Tigers, Dabo. LSU probably sitting in a good spot. 14. 15.
Heupel did not get a Heisman. He finished as runner-up.
Runner-up. Okay.
Number 15, which is crazy. Because 15, if you're ranked top 15, you pretty much can get in. Because a couple teams are going to get upset. Kansas Jayhawks. Woo-hoo! Then their buddies, 16, Kansas State Wildcats. We'll just go to the top 20. Here we go. The Fighting Trev Alwards, Texas A&M Aggies. They went 7-6 last year, fired the coach, gave them $75 million go-away package, hired a new coach, and they're right in the playoffs or top 20 this year. Interesting. Must got a lot of talent down there. They look really good. Ole Miss is 18. Louisville Cardinals, 19. End of the season, like a bunch of scrubs. And number 20, the Fighting Chuck Formers, Miami Hurricanes, the U. Of all those teams, there's what, eight more spots? So 16 teams raising eight spots. Canes in. I'm saying right now, Canes are in. I'm saying the Canes are in until they mess around and lose to Florida the first time. Billy Napier got the hottest hot seat in the United States of America.
Yeah, and it'll start early.
Yeah.
It'll start early. So think about conference championships first, right? And then the four, I don't think all of those conference championships land because you've got two teams from the Big Ten, two from the SEC. You're not including ACC or Big 12. So you need to say that the first two picks are ACC champion, Big 12 champion.
And you didn't name a single group of five teams.
I would. That's the Notre Dame. I kind of think Notre Dame is an independent, then group of five. But we can't possibly know who that group of five is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if that, you're a witch. Like, just concede that you're a witch and you're just making it work. Then you get interested because now you're at eight, nine. You're at nine.
Mm-hmm.
You're at nine teams. Then everybody else got a scratch and claw. That's where the
so essentially everybody's 10, 11, 12. They're going at it.
10, 11, 12. And remember that those conferences we just mentioned don't have a second team in. And to tell me that Florida and Miami State could finish both in the top 15 and not both of them not get in, those are fighting words.
Boy, if Florida State is top 15, I'm going to tell you this right now. If Florida State is top 15 and they kind of get the shaft according to them,
uh-huh.
again, they might just say, you know what, we're just shutting down football for a year.
Oh, no, what they'll become is they'll become the old version of the Miami Hurricanes.
Yeah, because who cares after that?
Yeah, they'll become the 1980s Hurricanes all over again. Like, they thought it was gold, big gold chain, hey, we gonna gold plate the teeth, we're going to do all that then. With social media now, they're going to act a fool. So, two from the ACC.
Who's your two from the ACC?
Well, I mean, I think it's those two.
Miami and Florida State?
I think.
What about Clemson? Is it just something about...
Because it's Dabo. It's not something about Clemson. It's Dabo.
Okay, let me ask you this. Let's go into this.
If Dabo was a coach, I'd talk about Clemson entirely differently.
Like, take his personality out of it.
Yeah.
Because they went 9-4 last year.
Yeah.
And that was an ugly 9-4. They went 10-3 the other year. Yeah. Or was it 11-2 or 10-3 when he went off on the caller? Do you think he's a good coach? Now, take out whether the person or not, like just coaching football, because he's extremely successful. I mean, you can't take that away from him.
He has so much talent. Clemson is loaded every year. Like, they literally out-recruit another SEC team in their state every year. Have you seen the track team they have as receiver 4, 5, and 6 every year? Like, that third quarterback is a dude every year. And he's sitting over there holding a clipboard, standing next to Dabo, listening to Dabo almost curse. He doesn't curse, almost curse. So Clemson.
But they don't, I mean.
But you apexed and you did your thing. So I'm not mad at what you did. You did it with Deshaun. You did it with Trevor. So that's, yes, you can coach. Yes, you can coach. Yes, you can lead men.
Yes, you can coach. And yes, you have to be somewhat flexible. You don't change your principles, but part of being a coach is adapting. Dabo hasn't proven willing to adapt. So I'm not doubting his football acumen. I'm not doubting his legacy. I'm saying for Dabo to continue to be considered an elite great coach, he's got to be flexible. He's got to adapt a little bit.
If your downside is 9 or 10 wins, I'm going to be nicer than I would have been, right? If you're 6 or 7 wins, we can talk. 9 or 10, I just don't like you. I'm not going to say you can't coach. I'm just going to say I don't like you. That's way more authentic and way more honest that I just don't like. I don't like Dabo. So I can't give Clemson any more credit than that. Virginia is not ready. Tech will have talent, but I don't think they're ready. North Carolina will be really good.
But they don't play them.
Right. NC
State. They don't play Clemson.
NC State will be really good. They won't be great enough to knock off the big two. Like, that's just
how you look at Clemson's schedule, though, DP,
mm-hmm.
they only have two games where they really got to, you know, they're probably not going to be favored against Georgia
right.
at 11 a.m.
Right.
And then October 5th, they play at Florida State. Every other game, Clemson should win.
Again, 10-11 wins for Dabo.
But does that get Clemson in?
Well, he has to beat...
One of them, right?
He has to beat one of them
okay.
to get in the thing. Because if you lose to both of them, they get in to the playoffs.
Yeah, because they're
right. playing. Right, you got to beat one of them.
Name
and
Georgia.
And then not slip up.
I'm a,
not slip up and give NC State and North Carolina
or
a win.
To South Carolina.
Right. Like,
but I'm going to tell you what. Yeah. If Dabo beats Georgia Bulldogs, I'm telling you right now, take a listen to this right now. I promise you, if Clemson beats Georgia, I promise you, I will be on Terrell Farley's radio show every single day.
I'll be standing by for a week. Just behind the window.
I'm gonna be here waiting. I'm gonna be waiting for him.
We'll do like College Game Day. We'll make signs.
I'm gonna interview. I'm gonna be waiting for him. I'm gonna be waiting for him with that little microphone that Nick got. You know, waiting for him when he gets out of the car. I'm gonna interview him all the way in there.
This is how funny
he would be. He would be so hurt. He wouldn't know what to do with himself.
I will take a picture of Uga and put the Jordan face on. Ugga. We're going to put the Jordan crying face on Ugga, and we'll just post it on the window.
Yeah.
What if I told you I have that image pulled up for you right now?
I know you do!
Let me see it.
Spectacular.
You got to look close, but
spectacular. It's there. Spectacular. Oh, they made instead of his nose, he's got Jordan crying face.
You know, the thing is like, it's hard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
For Clemson, if they don't win one of those games, it's almost like it doesn't matter what they do against everybody else. They're almost ranked. They've had too much success and ranked too high. So if you lose to Florida State, and obviously most likely going to lose to Georgia, who else is going to be like, unless like NC State has a really good year or
they're Nebraska in the late 2000s. Like that's just how it works. You built it. You're good, often great, just not elite. And that's a problem for them. Like, because he sold himself as, you know, when you say that God is on your side all the way, all the time, that means you don't think God is loving everybody else the same way. Oh, God loves you more than everybody else. Oh, okay. Gotcha, Dabo. Gotcha.
Here's another team right here. I think Texas A&M should not be in there. I wasn't impressed with them last year. I'm sure they might get an uptick with their new coach, right? Notre Dame. Now, they always are able to kind of pick their schedule.
Really good talent.
But they, yeah, I know, but they start off at Texas A&M. That is not a – I mean, I know Riley Leonard, you know, burst on the scene. I think he's a great player, a good player. He's great at Duke.
That's a great kickoff. That's a great kickoff.
And you got to think, they play Florida State at home. That's their extra. And then they play at USC. So they have three games. Mm-hmm. So I think Notre Dame
will
know early, but they have a great schedule for them. Because say you lose to Texas A&M or have a hiccup, or say you have a hiccup against Florida State, no matter how bad USC is, you're one of the last games playing on November 30th. At USC primetime game to get you in. And plus you have your power.
You can get a win.
You have your power brokers that are definitely, hey, well, how bad do you want us to be in Big Ten in a few years? Well, we need to get in this playoff.
Here's where we are now with the talent, with the transfer portal. talent pools are more finite in that Notre Dame can go into anybody's backyard and pull a player of want or need. A&M has every resource to go in anybody's back pocket and put a check in there and get people. So these schools are talented. Now, did they pick right? Was their shopping good? That's what we don't know. That's what we don't know. We'll find out again on game, you know, week zero or week one. It's Notre Dame at A&M, and you go
on the road.
Oh, yeah, I mean, Kyle Field. We were talking about, you know, those special places to play, and I hope it's a night game.
Yeah,
It's a night game. Please. And plus,
anytime you play Notre Dame, it's there. But here's where it could be trouble for Notre Dame. Texas A&M will be the best prepared for this game than any other game on their schedule. They knew this when the schedule was coming out. Yeah. They could see them. They have tons of, you know, they got extra time to prepare for them, and they're at home, so that should give them an advantage. I mean, Texas A&M is always going to be talented. So Tennessee's always, there's a team I'm looking at right now, Tennessee. I'm just not a believer in Tennessee getting there based on the way Missouri beat them last year. Missouri took their heart, though.
Which is interesting because, I mean, they stared down Georgia and Alabama and then really just crapped the bed against Missouri.
Yeah.
And there was no real reason for it.
It was personal.
Yeah.
You know, the most interesting team in here in this top 11, top 10 is Florida State. How good can they be? It's kind of like TCU. Now, I think Florida State would be better because they're bringing back more talent on defense and offense. And you got a great pickup in DJ in the transfer portal. So you aren't like TCU where you lose Duggan and then you're like, oh, well, this guy was essentially almost a Heisman winner, a great player, great leader, and we don't have anybody to that level.
He's going
to
get
this. DJ might be an upgrade.
DJ is going to get them to the ACC championship game.
And then Dookie down his leg.
Yeah, that's really.
That's it. That's it.
Like, it lands that.
Because what happens? Now, is there a way, Austin and DP, is there a way for Miami and Florida State to play in the regular season and then play in the championship?
Well, I mean, it's a setup that way for the Big Ten. I mean, Ohio State and Oregon play in the regular season. They can play in the regular season. They can play as long as they're the two best teams. I think the ACC still has divisions. Ohio State, Oregon?
No.
Or Miami and Florida State? Miami, let me look. State.
October 26th. I already know. Chuck Foreman already told me.
So you'll be gone that weekend.
He trying to get me to go. I don't know how I'll go to
You'll
man.
Be gone that weekend.
I went down there for his thing, and I'm telling you, I didn't realize how Miami fans are crazy.
I believe ACC divisions have Florida State and Miami in opposite divisions if they still do that.
So they
divisions.
Would be in the championship but not in regular season.
They play in the regular season. October 26th.
And they can both make it to the championship.
But I don't think they have divisions anymore because of the addition.
Do you know
addition,
where they play?
So they still could.
The core game?
Hard Rock?
Here's the over-under. Over-under on the way to the game, I guarantee you 10 fights.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
10 and a half? I'll take that action.
They were running up on old fans from Clemson.
What are you talking about? They don't have that. Like, when... So... I have to be careful here how I say this. So at every college football game, they're the tailgates for the seniors. Like the older booster money folks, right? With the high-end alcohol, the fully catered.
Is that high-end alcohol?
Right. Top shelf, fully catered. There will be more fights at those tailgates.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, because what will happen is...
Then 10. Like, 10, what, the older...
Yeah.
The you know what, you're right. That is 10 and a half.
Because you'll get the old... You'll get old buddy that... Especially if it's a night game, been drinking all day.
Oh.
And he got those big old coal miner fists. Yeah, he gonna get busy.
Oh, it is going to be... It is real Coral Gables money versus Tallahassee folks who, quite frankly... And their old money really don't like each other.
They just don't like it. Them two schools hate each other.
The young folks kind of like each other because they spring break together. Yeah. But the old folks, oh no,
They still mad about wide left and wide right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That, like, those shirts will be back. That's the over-under. How many wide right shirts show up at that game?
Well, it's... Yeah.
And how many Bobby Bowden hats? Like, I'm all for it.
Yeah, I don't know. To be honest with you, I know my dad has said he wanted me to go there. I can't go to that game because...
Who do the Huskers play that week?
They're at Ohio State. I'm looking at it right now. The reason why I can't go to that game, I know the process that they have to get, like, sideline passes and that. They would... Now, I got a couple uncles that are... It might not be a good environment.
Let me fight some sideline.
They might just all gang up on me. What are you doing here?
Because you're going to have the old heads... The alumni players are going to meet at midfield. Like, that's fully on. Because I know Sterling Palmer will be there looking for Ray Lewis. Like, they're going to look. Clint Porter's coming in with his midriff out. Like,
I'm going to sit that one out.
Yeah.
You know what? That's going to be must-see TV. Yeah. I hope that's at night. And they just bring out the smoke.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
What do you got before we go to break? They have Kansas ranked really high. How high are you two on Kansas?
Not.
I don't know why they're ahead of K-State. I think Kansas could be that dark horse. I'm not putting a lot on it. I'm just saying they're interesting to me. Losing their offensive coordinator, I think, is a big blow. And I don't know if Kansas State is getting too much hype. I'm not completely out on those two teams, but I still like Utah and Oklahoma State more.
Yeah, for sure.
The problem for the rest of the Big 12, Utah just laying in the weeds. They up in Salt Lake City, getting that nice high altitude dry air. They got a quarterback that they believe in. They got I don't know how many like the Samoan brothers out there in the offensive line. They got dudes that were too small to go to other schools, mad at everything. And then they got a couple great athletes, and they're like, we're just going to keep running inside-outside zone. Throw to the tight. They probably got another first-round tight end.
They really do.
Brady Keithy.
Throw to the tight end that's like 6'6", 235, going to run past you. And then they're just going to run right through the big 12.
Yep.
But Kansas is growing on me. I like Kansas. I think everything depends on Jalen Daniels. Because he is truly an X factor. So how well they protect them and play situational defense is probably going to tell them. I don't think that they're 15. I would probably have them a little bit closer to 30, 25 to 30, but.
I don't have them as Utah good.
No, that's what I said. I would flip those two. Yeah. And both of them have really good quarterbacks, but I believe a little bit more. It's hard to say Cam Rising because he missed last year, but I think that. They'll protect him. So they're still questioning whether Daniels is still fully healthy, which isn't good. Anyways, we're going to take a quick break. Come back. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman, Old School. We'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.